La buona notizia di questo bilancio è il fatto che esso è positivo e si è
The good news for the
chiuso con
2005 is that the Vatican closed with a profit of 9.7 million euro, which represents the most significant value over the last 8 years. But where does this money come from and what is it spent on? More importantly, what will become of this year's profits? These were the questions put to the Cardinal and his staff by journalists.
Cindy Wooden, Catholic News Service.
The bulk of the money which funds the Vatican comes from Canon 1271, prescriptions. In short, money given to the Church by religious institutions and dioceses across the world to support its activity. This money, explained Cardinal Sebastiani, is spent on the day-to-day running of the Vatican, its various ministries, offices and institutions, in the upkeep of its building and in paying its staff. In 2005, the volume of donations amounted to a whopping 73 million euro, a lot of money, but not when considering the costs of the entire sector, which rose to over 121 million.
Lievi sono gli incrementi delle spese per le rappresentanze pontificie.
Then there is the famous Peter's Pence, a fund that is at the personal disposition of the Holy Father. It's basically money given by the faithful to aid the church's charities, in church collections and in personal gifts. This money is used exclusively to come to the aid of the most needy, for example, immediate intervention in the case of natural disasters, or to aid struggling parishes and missions in the Third World. Over $59 million was donated in 2005 by Catholics worldwide.
Stati Uniti primi. Con il 33,29%.
Catholic dioceses and individuals in the United States remain the number one donors to the Holy See, providing a third of Peter's pence. Next come Italy and Germany, followed at a far, far distance by France, Ireland and Spain. Cardinal Sebastiani also disclosed that the costs of the transition period following the death of John Paul II in April 2005 and the election of Pope Benedict XVI amounted to a total of 7 million euro. But much of that was covered by the huge influx into the Vatican museums when millions of pilgrims came to Rome for the ceremonies. For years, the Vatican has been struggling to contain costs, with much of its spending going for labour costs and its expanding diplomatic missions around the world. So this year's net profit came as a welcome relief to overstretched resources.
Non so se tu conosci
When asked how the Vatican intends to spend this windfall, Cardinal Sebastiani smiled and, quoting the Old Testament, replied, Did you ever hear of Pharaoh's dream, seven fat cows followed by seven lean ones? Well, let's just say that the Vatican is going to plan for the years ahead. I'm Emer McCarthy.